I'm doing this audio from a home office in Plano, Texas. The home office happens to be the office that I furnished in 2005. I bought this house December 2004, furnished it. And the Cawthorns helped me, Donnie and Jacqueline. And I thank God for them, and I thank God they did. Obey God in 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. They were hard years, much persecution. God's people laying their sins on me in a great way. In 2009, January 26, my friend, fellow apostle, son-in-law, singer, one that prayed with me, Terry Mack, went to heaven. I couldn't stop. I had to continue. And I went on. 2009, 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And now we're in January 17. A few hours, it'll be February. But I want to go back. You see, I instruct the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. I want to say that your ministry or your business, whatever you do, serving the Lord will never, never go forward until you overcome powers and principalities in the heavens. In Ephesians 3, verse 10, I'm asking Kathy D. Davidson to read that verse to us. Kathy D.?
Ephesians 3, verse 10, to the intent that now under the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
To the intent that the powers, that word is authorities, and principalities, thank God, are made known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. And that's what I'm here to do. With this audio. Thank God. I'll say it again. You'll never move past your faith against a power or a principality except the Lord leads you and you obey him and declare unto the powers, principality, the manifold wisdom of God. Thank God. Everyone that knows me knows I've been through great struggles for years, but God ordered my steps. Ephesians 3, verse 13, that you says you should not faint because of my tribulation, because therefore your honor. Your honor. In 2008, I was speaking on a Sunday morning from the pulpit, and I said, my ancestors came to America so that I could preach the gospel. I believe it's the same day, the last Sunday of June, 08. A lady that I'd known for years, but not well, just known her, came up to me and started talking to me about the Mayflower, and she thought she was a descendant of the Mayflower. Sure enough, she was. Thank God. And subsequent to that, God had me start ministering to her to make a disciple out of her. When I first started talking to her, I talked to her as a woman of God. And Satan had a plan for my life. Deceive me. Make me miss God. And after some time ministering to Kathy Small, convinced me that I should take her as a wife. I decided that was the only way I could minister to her, and I was wrong. So I decided to get a marriage license. We did, Kathy and myself, that God wanted her name to be Davidson, all right? But God obviously gave you the name Davidson. Now, before after we got the license, before they were signed, I said, these papers are not worth anything before God. We went forth. We were friends. We were brothers and sisters. Both of us have hearts similar, but you can have a similar heart and miss God. So I pressed on and took you as a wife, as my wife. I said it in email. Amen. So after about 3 or 4 years, I could see that God wanted me to reverse it. That was his words. What was a marriage? And that marriage, I could accept that you get the name Davidson. What I can't accept, that it was a divorce. Wasn't necessary. So, I moved forward, and I thank God for what he's done with your ministry, what he's done with my ministry. We live in the same house, a house that I bought 2004. And yesterday, I gave it away. It was my house. I gave it away by the direction of God, to Water Black Church of Plano, Inc. And tomorrow, I'm giving the furniture away. Not only that, I'm giving my Tahoe away. And after that, I don't have anything else to give away. And the furniture and the Tahoe goes to Water Pipe Church at Plano, Inc. Now, you know that we've been dealing with some 142, and I'm asking you to read it. This is David, King David, God dealing with his life.
Psalm 142, I cried unto the Lord with my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. I poured out my complaint before him, I showed before him my trouble. When my spirit was overwhelmed within me, then thou knewest my path. In the way wherein I walked have they privily laid a snare for me. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, Thou art my refuge and my portion in the land of the living. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou shalt deal bountifully with me.
That is about me. And that was revealed December 31st of 16 to be about me. Since that time, God has confirmed that those righteous be gathered around me and that they deal bountifully with me. So I keep walking. I have nothing else to give away to God. Nothing. I'm like I was when I came to Texas in 1962. I came to Texas 63 with nothing, and now I have nothing except God. And he's the one that speaks and ministers to me. So I'm walking on, doing the will of God. I know what I'm doing. I'm an apostle. Kathy is a prophetess. I know that God never ordained her to be my wife, me to be her husband. I know that. But he ordained her to be a prophetess. And he ordained me to be a prophet. That's what we are. And that's what we shall remain and keep walking. Now, would you read Isaiah chapter 8, verse 1?
Isaiah chapter 8, verse 1. Moreover, the Lord said unto me, take a great roll, and write in it with a man's pen concerning Maher Shalahazbez. And I took unto me faithful witnesses to record, Uriah the priest, and Zechariah the son of Jebuchiah. And I went unto the prophetess, and she conceived, and bare a son. Then said the Lord unto me, call his name Maher Shalahazbez. For before the child shall have knowledge to cry, my father and my mother, the riches of Damascus and the spoil of Samaria shall be taken away before the king of Assyria.
Would you keep reading?
The Lord spake unto me again, saying, for as much as this people refuses the waters Shiloah that go softly, and rejoice in Rezem and Mealiah's son, now therefore behold, the Lord bringeth upon them the waters of the river, strong and many, even the king of Assyria and all his glory. And he shall come up over the channels and go over all his banks. And he shall pass through Judah, and he shall overflow and go over. And he shall reach even to the neck, and it stretches out his wings, shall fill the breadth of the land, O Emmanuel.
Read on.
So chase yourselves, O you people, and you shall be broken in pieces. And give ear, O you far countries, gird yourselves, and you shall be broken in pieces. Gird yourself, and you shall be broken in pieces. Take counsel together, and it shall come to naught. Speak the word, and it shall not stand, for God is with us. For the Lord spoke thus to me with a strong hand, and instructed me that I should not walk in the way of this people, saying, say you not a confederacy to all them to whom this people shall say a confederacy, neither fear you their fear, nor be afraid. Sanctify the Lord of hosts himself, and let him be your fear, and let him be your dread. And he shall be for a sanctuary, but for a stone of stumbling and for a rock of offense to both the houses of Israel, for a gin and for a snare to the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And many among them shall stumble and fall and be broken and be snared and be taken. Bind up the testimony, seal the law among my disciples, and I will wait upon the Lord that hideth his face from the house of Jacob, and I will look for him. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord has given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion.
Good enough. In the late 1980s, God showed me a vision of a child in a uterus. And I said, what may this be? The Lord said to me, that is your son. You're going to bear me a son. And over a few days or weeks, I realized his name was John. That's the way it is. In 2004, God visited me on the 19th of August with doves on my patio, Chase Oaks in Plano. A baby dove, a mother, and a father. I knew God was talking to me about my son. July 20th, 08, I believe, God visited me again, this time, Water Life Church, Plano, on a Sunday morning. And it's posted, it's written about a son again. This time, I accepted, I believed it. In November, was it the 3rd of 16, the Lord visited me with a night vision and told me Kathy Davidson was the mother, would be the mother of John. That's written about. That I expect God will bring it to pass. Neither my life nor Kathy's is our own. Our bodies are temples for the Holy Ghost. We're not of our own, but we belong to God. That will come to pass, and when, I do not know. But we move now into 2017. We're progressively going forward in the Spirit of God. I knew I need to say all this, and I have. And I know now that I've done the will of God. Simple as it can be. Amen. Thank God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Thank God. I've done the will of God. I've shared the gospel and the mind of God from my heart, and I thank you for listening and consider what God is saying. I will see you next time. Good night. Darrell Davidson from his home office in Plano, Texas.